From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Londoners are holding a vigil to remember those killed in Wednesday's attack that left four people dead in central London. Crowds are lighting candles in Trafalgar Square, and faith and political leaders are attending the gathering. Earlier, British authorities identified the attacker as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud, a British-born Muslim who was known to police for weapons charges, but was not known to be sympathetic to extreme ideas. Islamic State Group claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed two civilians and a police officer. Massoud was shot to death by Parliament police. At least 40 people were injured in Wednesday's attack, some suffering what were called catastrophic injuries. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament Thursday that her people will not be cowed by the threat of terrorism. Speaking in the House of Commons, May said that Britons will go about their normal lives without being terrorized. May paid tribute to the police who protected the Parliament building, including Officer Keith Palmer, who was killed defending the Parliament. May called Palmer every inch a hero. In Washington, meanwhile, President Trump paid tribute to American Kurt Cochran, who died when Massoud ran over him and his wife on Westminster Bridge. The president called Cochran a great American, adding that, "My prayers are with his family and friends." President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are struggling to find enough votes to repeal the national health care reforms, commonly known as Obamacare. A key vote on repealing the Affordable Care Act is set for late Thursday, the anniversary of the legislation being signed. This is VOA News. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, has defended his decision to publicly discuss and to brief President Trump on intelligence reports about surveillance that caught members of the Trump transition team. Nunes called the decision a judgment call and said, "Sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the wrong decision." Nunes, himself a member of Trump's transition team, spoke to the media and to the president Wednesday before he briefed members of his own committee about intelligence reports that inadvertently caught members of the Trump transition team while they were surveilling other actors. That drew a swift condemnation from Democrats and raised questions about the independence of the House committee's inquiry into Russian interference in last year's elections and possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia. President Trump has accused former President Barack Obama of wiretapping his New York high-rise during and after the campaign. However, this week, FBI Director James Comey and the head of the U.S. National Security Agency said there was no evidence to back up Trump's claim. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronenkov was shot dead in Kiev Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia. Ukrainian police said that Voronenkov had fled to Ukraine last year, fearing for his safety, and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's general prosecutor, Yuri Lutsenko, said Voronenkov's testimony in the case likely led to his death. Police said that Voronenkov was standing outside a hotel in central Kiev when the assailant shot and killed him. Voronenkov's bodyguard was also wounded but returned fire and hit the gunman. Police in Israel say they have arrested a 19-year-old Jewish Israeli man suspected of calling in a string of bomb threats to Jewish community centers across the United States. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the suspect is the guy who was behind the JCC threats. That refers to dozens of bomb threats called in to Jewish community centers in recent weeks. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the arrest followed a large-scale investigation spanning multiple continents and cooperation between international law enforcement agencies. Rosenfeld did not provide a motive for the suspect's alleged bomb threats, but said he made threats in New Zealand and Australia as well. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.